Sonam, I am very sorry. Dorje, it's all right, my friend. I know you did your best to look after my gold, but now I must set off for home, for the sky has darkened and I do not want to travel in moonlight. Narrator, Dorje set off up the mountain. Although he had not blamed his friend, he knew that it was very remarkable for 2 sacks of gold to turn into 2 sacks of sand all by themselves. Dorje, to himself. 2 sacks of gold would tempt even the strongest character. What gnaws at my heart is that I trusted Sonam. I thought he was the best friend I could have. Yet he has turned out to be the weakest. But what can I do? How will I ever get my treasure back? Scene 2. Two Clever Monkeys. Narrator. On the way home, Dorje met a poor peddler traveling across the mountains. Peddler. Monkeys for sale! Monkeys for sale! Dorje. Sadly. What would I do with a pair of monkeys? Peddler. Sir, these monkeys are very clever. They can bow and shake hands and drink tea out of a cup. Why, you can teach them almost anything, just like clever little children. Dorje. Children, did you say? Good peddler, I will buy your monkeys even though it will take all the money I possess. You have given me a wonderful idea.